Okay. Rabosai, we are new sugya, but concepts that we've been living with for a while, and I just want to learn simple pshat gemara. But I think as we learn the pshat of the gemara, there's going to be things that that are going to come out, important ideas. So let's take a look at the gemara daf gimel amud beis. So Rav Papa has been searching over and over and over again for that example of, and I'm going to assume, I don't know, the for the guests, I'm not going to explain everything. I'm just going to go. So if you figure it out along the way, amazing. Hopefully you will. So we have Olos and Toldos. So the Rav Papa is looking for Toldoseim Lav Kayotse Bahen. I feel guilty. What that means is, we're looking for toldos, avos toldos, and lav kayotze means an example of a tolda that is not exactly patterned after the av. So again, to the guys who are not guests, what are the two paradigms of toldos that we have in Kala Teruku, Lil Chazara? What's an example of the paradigm toldos, same kayotze behen? Shabbos is toldos, same kayotze behen. All the toldos of Shabbos mimic the avos. What's an example of toldos, same lav kayotze behen? Is tuma. Tuma is the example of Toldos saying that is not working. Ari, help me out.
Which Ari?
Anyone? Either Ari. So Toldos saying Lav Kayotze Behen, the example of that is Tuma. And the Gemara tells us when it comes to Nezikin, there are Avos that are Kayotze Behen, there are Avos that are Lav Kayotze Behen. And we've been going through this Gemara, that Beza, Gimel and Aleph, searching every single Av that Toldos we seem to have it by Nezikin are Kayotze Behen. And we can't find that Av that is Toldoseim Lav Kayotze Behen. And today, finally, we have uncovered that Av. What's the Av? Tolda de Regel. And the Gemara asks, Tolda de Regel, we discussed that already much earlier. Tolda de Regel is Karega. We already discussed that. So what's an example of Tolda de Regel that's Lav Kayotze Behen? So the Gemara says, Ki ka'omar ha-papa atolda de Regel. And ha'akimna, we already said that. So the Gemara says, no. Told the regel karega is normally the rule, but here bechatzi nezik tsroros de hilchasa gemirale. Now the shaka v'tari the Gemara is a little confusing and there's a little complex, and we need to focus on the shaka v'tari. What's taking him so long to get a marker? Okay, so the Gemara says, in my office, it's a minute away. Just make a right turn. There's a little thing over there. I'm losing Ari's left and right. Okay, so the Gemara now tells us. The example is Chatzi Nezek Sroros de Hilchasa Gamirale. Halacha Moshe Misinai. What is the Halacha Moshe Misinai of Chatzi Nezek Sroros? That's going to be question number one. And the Gemara is going to jump on and say, V'amai Kori La Tolda. Well, why is it called a Tolda? The Gemara assumes Chatzi Nezek Sroros is not a Tolda of Regel. Why is it a Tolda of Regel? What sense is it a Tolda of Regel? Rav Papa says, L'shalem min ha'aliyah. L'shalem min ha'aliyah. Okay. So, come on in.
Wow,
fine. Okay, there's an alumnus. Okay, so we have Shabbos is one model. Tuma is another model. Now, all of the Nezikin cases, are Toldos claim Kiyotze Behen like Shabbos. In what sense does the Gemara tell us Tsroros is a Toldos same Lav Kiyotze? In what sense? Tell me, answer. The simple answer is the dinim are different. Has different dinim. Normally you pay Nezik Shalom, here you're paying Chatzi Nezik. But it's a little more fundamental. Because when it comes to why is a Tolda Shabbos like the Av? Why is it like the Av? Because it has the same characteristics as the Av. It has the same characteristics that makes the Tolda like the Av. Why, in what sense, is Tuma a paradigm of the other kind of Tolda? Toldo Seyem Lav Kayotze Bahem. Chazara. Why is... You're dominating. You're hogging. Yes, Eitan.
The dinim
are not like one another. Moreover, how does, in what sense is Vaituma a tolda, not an av? What's happening? The av is the sheretz. Then what happens? Something comes into contact with the sheretz and becomes a Rishon Tumah. In other words, there's contact and diffusion. The Tumah starts to slowly diffuse. It's an offshoot of the Av. It doesn't have the same characteristics of the Av. The Rishon does not bear the characteristics of the Av. It's an offshoot of the Av. So now all of a sudden, the Gemara says Tzroros. And when it comes to Tzroros, exactly what's the nature of this Tolda? What's happening? Is the animal doing what? It's kicking pebbles, and the pebbles are doing damage. So do you understand why conceptually Tzroros is going to be a Tolda Lav Kayotzi Behen? Because now it's very similar to Tumah. Tumah is, the Tolda of Tumah is an offshoot of the Tumah. The Tolda of Tzroros is an offshoot of Regel. It's not the Regel, it's something that the Regel did, which then caused something else. It's an offshoot. In the same sense that Tumah, it's Tolda's an offshoot, so too over here. Okay, so far so good. So we understand Tzroros is a Tolda. Now what does the word tell us? The Tolda of Regel. What are the defining characteristics of Regel? What defines Regel? What do we know about Regel? So number one, we have a couple of deep of Regel. Deep number one of Regel is, how much do you pay? You pay Nezek Shalom. Deep number two of Regel is, you have a certain tour, where you putter? You putter in Rishus HaRabim. Putter in Rishus HaRabim. Deep number three of Regel is, when you pay, how much do you pay? You pay Min HaAliyah for the rookies. What does Min HaAliyah mean?
The best.
And? No cap. Who said no cap? No cap. In other words, you're not capped by the value of the mazik. No cap in real no cap. Yes, you're not capped by the value of the mazik. Okay, those. What other dinim do we? Any other dinim of regal we should know about? Any other dinim of regal we should know about? Okay, you want to say hezeko matzvi?
Why not?
Very good. Hezeko matzvi. These are the core characteristics of regal. Now. The core characteristics of Tzroros are. Okay, Chatzi Nezek. So that's a deviation. There is a deviation when it comes to Tzroros. That's deviation number one. What? Anything else? What else do we know about Tzroros? What? Okay, everyone seems to agree. Everyone agrees. Potter Bishus HaRabim. That everyone agrees. What about Min Aliyah? So what does Rav Papa says? You're Mishalim and Aliyah. What does Rava say about that? Rava says, I don't know. Suffolk and Rava, maybe you're Mishalim and Aliyah, and maybe you're Mishalim me Kufa. That's a Suffolk of Rava. Hezeko Matsui? Hezeko Matsui? Hezeko Matsui? Elishir!
It is, but it's not.
I'll take it. It is, but it's not. It is, and it's not. Why is it?
Because when it happens by walking.
It happens by walking. And why is it not?
Because walking, not all the time when it's walking.
Not all the time. Okay, that's good. So, when you compare Tzroros to the regular rules of Regel, do you have 1,000% consistency?
No.
So you start to have this idea germinating that yes, indeed, not only are the dinim different, not only are the way that this Tolda emerges, kayotzve, lav kayotzve, and yes, it's a diffusion, it's indirect. I'll add that to this list. What kind of damage is kochot? Is regel? Is direct, which we call kufa, meaning it's done with this guf. And when it comes to tzroros, we're talking about kochot. It's not direct, it's indirect. Okay, so we have tzroros is emerging as a dichotomous halach. And now, with that in mind, with that framework in mind, you start to walk through the Gemara, and I want to start with a simple question. And the simple question I want you to have in your mind is, what is the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai teaches? What is the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai say? Okay, we're going to walk through the Gemara. Rashi, Rush, Riff, and Taisus. Okay? And maybe the Rambam. Okay, let's see the Gemara now. So Rav Papa it says Chatinezek Hiltzuk Mirlei. The Amai Korila told the Regel. Anything you have, any ha'ara on the language of the Gemara. Any ha'ara on the language of the Gemara. The Amai Korila told the Regel. I'll say that again. The Amai Korila told the Regel. What's the Gemara's question? Why is it a told of the regel? Or why is it called told of the regel? What point am I trying to put on your radars? Yeah!
If why is it called told of regel, meaning that if they pay differently and Rava's not sure whether they pay Migufo...
Slow down, I want to stop you for pedagogical reasons. According to Rav Papa, at the end of the day, according to Rav Papa, what is Chatzi Nezek Tzroros? What did you say? Is there another possibility?
Yes.
The other possibility is, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. It's something. It's called Told of the Red. But is it, in its nuclear essence, told to the regal? I don't know. The Gemara is asking a question, why is it called told to the regal? So I'm putting that out there, according to Rav Papa, who says it's definitely told, it's in this world called regal. But the Gemara's question is not, why is it told to the regal, but why is it called? Why is it labeled as told to the regal, suggesting that maybe it's not really what? It's not told to the regal. It has qualities thereof, but it's not mamish told to the regal. Slow down. I'm just making some ha'aras. It's just some ha'aras. We're learning together. Next. And notice how the Gemara says it. V'amai korila told to the regal l'shalem in ha'aliyah. Meaning, does it have a din that's told to the regal? Hello? It has a din that's told to the regal. That you're m'shalem in ha'aliyah. You pay full value. But why? Why? So what's the Gemara asking? It doesn't really smell like Tolda Derega. After all, you're paying Chatzi Nezek. So why is it called, what? You're Mishalim and Aliyah, so that looks like Rega, but what is this? It's a little bit schizophrenic. So the Gemara says, V'amai Karla Tolda Derega, the answer, L'shalim and Aliyah. Have we ever said it's Tolda Derega? No. Why is it called Tolda Derega? Because you pay... You pay? Minali. That's why it's called Tolda Regel. But he hasn't yet said that it is Tolda Regel. And now the Gemara says, let's go to Rava. Vaha mebaya boya de. Vaha, on this point, Rava was actually not sure. De boy Rava, chatzi nezek tzros migufa meshalan, o min ha'aliyah meshalan. Le Rava mebaya le, le rapapa psitale. So Rava was even doubting the answer of, am I correlate Tolda Regel, le shalan min? Aliyah, maybe this Tashlumin is really me? Mikufa. So he's even doubting that conclusion of Rav Papa. So are we saying at the end of the day, according to Rav Papa, it's definitely told to the regal? Are we saying it's definitely told, according to Rav Papa, is it definitely told to the regal? The answer is, I'm not convinced. I am not convinced. The Gemara says, am I Karila? Why is it called? I'm not convinced. It's called Tol Derega. Is it Tol Derega? I'm not convinced. According to Rava, am I even less convinced? I'm even less convinced. One thing I know, though, however, is even Rava calls it Tol Derega. Calls it Tol Derega. Why does Rava call it Tol Derega? Because Pater Bishus Ara. So I know what it's called. Do I know what it is? I know what it's called. Do I know what it is? So I want to explore a little bit what it is. Okay, now, let's start with the most important question here. What is the halacha l'moshe nisif? Gemara says, hilchasa gemira le. Chatzi nezek tzroros is learned out from halacha l'moshe nisif. What is the halacha l'moshe nisif? What is the chidush that was given at Sinai that is new, that I learned about chatzi nezek tzroros? give me Rashi's pshat. Mr. Kavosh.
We pay
mamon. What?
We pay mamon.
That we what?
It's a monetary damage.
That it's a monetary damage. That it's mamon and not knas. As opposed to knas. Let's see Rashi inside. So Rashi says, B'chatzin ezek svaros. This is really, Dadon?
Yeah.
Underline this.
Underline?
Underline. Shahoisa mehaleches vihitiza tsroros biragleha. What is the animal doing? It's walking. When you see walking, what do you assume? Regel. Regel. You also assume hezeka matzu. And what happens is it sprays tsroros biragleha vishibru esakelim. Dekaimalan. Dehilchasa gmirala lamosha misinai. Is a halacha lamosh misinai that what? Demamonahu veloknas. That this is a chiyuv mamon and not a chiyuv knas. The afa gav the palga nezek shel negicha have knas. Kedarmin lekamon hai palga niska mamonahu vilkach lav told the karen who allowed the regel mikoach regel hu the asi ukaregel. Lo have, the regular shan nezek shali behind the papa. So what's the what is the chiddush of the halacha moshmi Sinai? What would we have thought without the halacha moshmi Sinai? That the payment of chatzin nezek is knas. Comes the halacha moshmi Sinai and says the payment of chatzin nezek is mamon, and now that it's mamon, how are we going to characterize it? Notice what he says. Not like Karen, because Karen's chatzin nezek is what? Is knas. We're going to characterize it as regel. In other words, according to Rashi, what's lurking? What's lurking in the sugi? Karen is lurking. And we understand why Karen is lurking. Why is Karen lurking? Because there's only, to my knowledge, two dinim where you only pay chatzin nezek. What are those two dinim? Karen tam and throros. So what's lurking, according to Rashi, is Karen. Maybe Chatzin Nezek is halach of Karen. What is the halach, which means the payment is a payment of knas. What's the chiddush of halach Moshe Sinai? The payment is a payment of mum. Is that unusual? Why is it unusual? Before you get, answer my question first. Why is the fact you're paying Chatzin Nezek and it's called mamon, why is that unusual? Because mamon is always what? Is always compensatory. You damaged 100, you pay 100. Here comes a chiddush. And the chiddush is, you damaged 100 and you pay 50. That smells like? That smells like knas. The chiddush is, says Rashi, it's mamon. Now, watch this. Who disagrees with Rashi and how to learn the sugya? The Rush. The Rush is most explicit. Open up to you, the Rush. So the Rush cites Rashi. The Rush is Simon Aleph. A couple of lines in. And the Rush writes as follows. The Asikna. At the end of the day, we had a whole three blot of Gemara. And now we conclude. The Asikna. Kulu told those same kayotzeb and la labarmi told the regal. Told the regal is la kayotzeb. What is it? Chatzin nezek tsroros tilchus gmirle demamonu huvel mashamel chatzin nezek. Now, says the Rush, Simon Aleph. Ha dika amar hilchus gmirle, that which we say halach mosh misinai demamonu. Nah, la ha la boy hilchus. I don't need halach mosh misinai for that. I don't need halacha moshe misinai to teach me mamonahu. I don't need that. Why? Because what is tsroros? Tsroros is a tolda of what? Of regel. Is regel mamon? Yes. And once he told me it's a tolda of regel, I know that it's mamon. So what's the halacha moshe misinai? The halacha moshe misinai is is that you only pay chatzin nezek. Came to told the regular have the ikra halacha. So the ikra halacha machine is a chatzin nezek gmire. Elachik ha medavgav told the regular have umem mona have halacha gmire la delo meshal ella chatzin nezek. So now you're paying chatzin nezek. Why is it called told the regular l'sham and aliyah? In other words, according to Rashi, what's the chiddush of this halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? That the character of the payment is not knas, it's mom. According to the Rosh, what is the chiddush halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? The character of the payment, I know what the character of the payment is. It's for sure mom because it's a tolda of regel. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is you only pay? I'm going to pay chatzin nezek. Okay. That's the setup. We're going to take a step backwards, and then we're going to take a step forwards. What's the machlokas between Rashi and the Rosh? Rhetorical question. What is the machlokas between Rashi and the Rosh? Let me throw out an idea and see if you can plug it in. Animals walking around. Stones flying around. Is that Rego? Not really. Because regal is gufa. This is not gufa. But is it regal?
Yeah.
Coming from the koach of regal. So that which is coming from the koach of regal, is that called regal? If it's coming from the koach of regal, is that called regal? Can you muster some comment that will evidence your keen intelligence that might tie this question into another sugya that we very recently learned? I'll give you a hint.
Not the grizz.
Nice try. Kichovinil. What was King Chavaniel? Remind me. If a person, Adam Amazit, does what? He spits. He expresses some bodily fluid that does damage. What is that? That's Adam Amazit. Is it me doing it myself?
No, it's
Gemara calls it koch. Koch. And you'll recall, is kocho called gufo or not? Be careful. We saw Rashi. What did Rashi say? That kocho is gufo. Were we 1,000% positive on that? Was it 1,000% bada? Rashi says that a person who spits is kocho, which is like gufo, and therefore, what was the extra word, Elishir? Chayv, the chayv. So we discussed. What does that mean? So two possibilities. When the Gemara says kicho benio is not an example of toldo sehem, lav kayotzeben. Why is it not kayotzeben? Two possibilities. One possibility is it is a tolda, but it's ka yotzeben. The other possibility is it's not even a tolda. If it's your koach, then what is it? Then it's you. It's the av. It's Rabosai. That was the prior sugya. Is kocho called the av, or is it one step removed and that's already called a tolda? Watch this. Rashi said, we weren't sure what Rashi said. But I'm suggesting, even if Rashi holds by Kiko Vanio, that what? It's a...
It's the what?
It's the gufo. That's true by a person. Because a person has what? Has das. So when a person chooses to spit, when a person chooses to do something of that sort, he's choosing to. No different than firing a gun, an arrow. It's all a function of his koach. So by person, kocho is gufo, perhaps. Is that necessarily true by an animal?
No.
Not necessarily, but maybe it is. So perhaps Tzroros is putting us into the following situation. Let's play this out in both ways. Let's assume, number one, Tzroros is gufo. Let's assume Tzroros is gufo. Just like Kiko Vinio is gufo, Tzroros is gufo. If that's true, so then Tzroros ought to be an av. And what av? What is it?
Regal.
It's regal. It's regal. It's squarely regal. And if it's squarely regal, how much ought you be chayev? You ought be chayev nezek shalom. And pater sarabim. And payment aliyah. And is it hezeko matsui? The answer is, are you doing something very, very ordinary? Is the cow, is the shore doing something very ordinary?
Yes,
he's walking. So it's regal. It's regal. Tzroros is regal. And if Tzroros is regal, how much do you pay? Nezek shalom. And what is the chiddush that the Torah is now teaching us? Halacha Moshe Mitzina. You only pay chatzi nezek. You only pay chatzi nezek, but it's what? It's essentially, it's a tolda because the din is different. It's a tolda because the din is different. But fundamentally, what's your starting point? Your starting point is Tzroros is regel. It's regel, it's regel, it's regel. That's your starting point, that's your finishing point. And the Torah is mechadesh. You only pay what? You only pay chatzi nezek. That's what we'll call the approach of the Rush. Rashi says, wait a second. When do we say that your koach is the same as gufo? That's when you talk about a human being who is, as we said, engineering your koach. But an animal doesn't engineer anything. So, you know what Tzroros is? You can call it kocho, but at the end of the day, is there any relationship between the halicha of the animal? Is the animal engineering anything when it's sprinkling those pebbles? The answer is no. So really, 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 you might argue. You might very well argue that is Tzroros in the world of regga? It's foot. But is the damage that emerges hezeko matsui? Is it hezeko matsui? The damage. The walking is matsui, but not the damage. The damage is not matsui. It's unusual. So now you have something that's indirect and unusual. What does that start to smell like? That starts to smell like Karen. Moreover, it might even start to say that the halacha Moshe Mitzina is telling you, what are you, chayev in Tzroros? What's the starting point? Maybe you're chayev what? Nothing. Maybe you're chayv nothing. Because once you are attenuated to that level, it's number one, indirect. It's number two,
uncommon.
Maybe there's patur all the way. What's the halacha Moshe Mitzina tell you? Number one, that you pay. You do pay. But I have a model for paying. In this side scenario, what's my model for paying? My model is for unusual kind of damage. I have a model. I'm really not chayv anything. And you know what? Your animal's doing this indirect damage. Watch your animal. So we're going to stop you with something. Knas. What do we stop? A knas. That's what Karen teaches you. That you're really fundamentally not chayv, mama. But you know what? Watch your animal. Be a little more careful. We're going to slap you with an incentive to watch your animal. What's that incentive? Chatzi nezek. Well, now that's here in the world of what? You're in the world of that, of you might be in the world of Knas. And after all, now you're in the world of Knas, you're in the world of Chatzinez. So what's the Chiddush of? What's the Chiddush of Rashi's Halach Moshe B'Sinai? It looks like Knas. It looks like Karen, but it's going to have a character of Mammon. The character is Mammon. But are we now, have we left the world of Karen? We've not left the world of Karen. And therefore, what's Rava Suffolk? Rava Suffolk is, do you pay Minha Aliyah or do you pay Migufa? Because if you're Karen, what are you paying? Migufa. If you're Rega, what are you paying? So once you say it's Mammon, it's not Karen. Yet, vestiges of Karen continue. So if I were to ask you, now, at the end of the day, Sroros is a tolda of what? So one possibility, and I think the Rosh is going to tell you this straight up, and Rav Papa is going to tell you this straight up, is Sroros is a tolda of Rega. Nothing to talk about. And the Chiddush is that you only pay Chatzi Nezek. But I think according to the world of Rashi, and I think you'll see this in the Rambam, we'll have to pick this up on Sunday, but you'll see in the world of Rambam and Rashi, Sroros is what I'm going to call a hybrid Tolda. It's a hybrid Tolda. It has features and qualities of Regel, because bottom line, how did it happen? It was walking. Rashi says, Mehaleches. It was walking. However, like Karen, is it common that the animal's going to be damaged from this walking, for that it's going to cause damage from these? Perhaps not. Like Karen, how much are you paying? Chatzi Nezek. And it's so like Karen, you might think that payment is what? Is a payment of Knas? Kamash Malan Halach Mashmi Sinai, that you pay what? You're paying, it's a Mammon payment, but a Chatzi Nezek. So in a certain sense, it's a hybrid. So just to kind of put this all together, what we're saying as follows, is a core fundamental chakir in what is going on in this Gemara. And I'm suggesting the diuk, and if you don't like the diuk, that's okay, I can live with that. But when the Gemara says, am I correlate told to the rega? We're saying it's not told to the rega. It's not told to the rega. Why is it called told to the rega? Because it has some aspects. But it has other aspects too. And what we're suggesting is how we're viewing this halach moshe b'sinai. Two possibilities. One possibility is saying, no, this is regel. This is regel, but we're just going to shrink the payment. We're going to shrink the payment from Nezek Sholem to Chatzi Nezek, and it's regel, and it's min ha'aliyah, and it's Zeko Matsu, because it's walking, and all of the rest. Padre Shasana. The other possibility is no. Is this is a new animal. Because kocho by animals is something different. I'm not engineering anything. It's a new thing. It's a new thing. Yes, it's going to be a hybrid tolda. Really, me ikra din. Without Halach Moshe B'Sinai, it might be chayv zero. Comes Halach Moshe B'Sinai, it's mechad these two things. It's mechad number one, Chatzi Nezek, and it's telling that Chatzi Nezek payment is not knas, it is mammon. And now you have, with potential sfeikos, nafkaminas, regarding, as Rava says, do you pay min aliyah, do you pay min gufo? That remains an outstanding question, according to Rava, and even according to Rav Papa. It still has a hybrid quality. We call it tolda, but it has a hybrid quality, and that, I think, is what is going on in the Gemara. Avi Dadon?
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying?
It's all right.
It's all right. Ivry, good?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. All right, we will stop here. Have an excellent day. Scheduled for today is regular afternoon, say it is 6:10 dinner. 6:10 dinner.
Is that the same as Chazar Adin? One of all the toldos that we mentioned in the Gemara.